Foxy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's happened to be on your mind. Just dial on in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, we go right into your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Gene is in Tennessee. Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the amp line on Free Talk Live. Hey, Gene.
Yeah, I'm surprised my cell phone has been on this long without losing the signal. I got real poor signal out here. Usually it drops.
Well, what's on your mind tonight, Gene?
Well, that socialist guy, he had all the right facts. He just came to the wrong conclusion. You know, the reason that the big businesses are getting more of the money, which is a fact, is because they're getting help from the government. If it weren't for the government, they wouldn't be doing all that.
Well, right, because only the government can forcibly take money from people and give it to others, whereas otherwise, in the absence of the state, those big businesses would have to, you know, they'd have to make their own way. They'd have to sell you on their products and services on a persuasive basis.
That's right. But anyway, I called about the global warming problem that everybody is so worked up about. And I don't, of course, you know, I don't believe in global warming. I think it's a big old crock of bull. But not necessarily that the planet isn't warming up, but that the planet is, that any of these temperature changes can be man-made. And I always take my own observations into effect, and then I analyze it myself, rather than taking what other people say, like scientists, for instance, although I will look into what they have to say. I don't necessarily believe everything they say.
Mm-hmm.
I fly quite a bit, and I look, I always get a window seat, and I look out the window at 35,000 feet, and I am amazed at the size of this planet and the size of the atmosphere around this planet. So I looked up on Wikipedia to see how big is the atmosphere. And Wikipedia is a pretty good source, I think, for a lot of things. And it turns out the atmosphere is 5 quintillion kilograms, basically 5 × 10⁻¹⁸, which is an awful big number that nobody has any clue what it is. So
sure.
I tried to reduce it a little bit to something a little more realistic. If you just take the billions, you throw away all the numbers after the billions, you still have 5 million billions of kilogram around the atmosphere. And if you compare the amount of atmosphere mass to the amount of pollution mass, you realize that we're hardly putting anything into this atmosphere. It's just a ridiculously small amount. And that's my observation. When I'm looking out the window of the plane, I'll see a little smokestack somewhere, and you see the amount of smoke coming out of that smokestack, even in Beijing, where there's a lot of pollution. It's filthy air in Beijing. Yet that filthy air only covers a very small area around Beijing. By the time it leaves Beijing and starts to go in other areas, it gets diluted to the extent that it's really non-existent anymore. And that's just my own observations. I don't have to have the, you know, fancy scientific measuring equipment to determine that.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I've got nothing to disagree with you there. Nick, your thoughts on that?
I mean, I don't completely rule out the possibility that on the margins, man-made CO2 emissions are having some effect on the Earth's climate. But personally, I don't think that we can tell at this point, because the natural variations that we've seen over the last couple of thousand years are far wider than some of the doomsday scenarios that have been laid out, like a 2-degree increase by the end of this century. Well, that wouldn't be outside the realm of pre-industrial climate swings. So it's very hard to say, even if we see the temperature go up another degree or two on average, whether that's man-made or whether it's not, whether it's just a natural cycle and man is having very little effect on it.
Well, and another thing, I saw a YouTube clip for the deniers like myself, you know, all of us global catastrophe deniers, we need to be set straight. So there's a YouTube clip trying to set us all straight, and it charts out the measurement of the global temperatures from the 1800s. First of all, I don't know how they've got figures going back to the 1800s. Did somebody have a little mercury thermometer? And
I assume they did, Gene. I assume people were taking readings on what the weather was.
It didn't have anything else to do.
It was important back then, too. I mean, if you're a farmer or something like that.
Yeah.
Points around the globe are these places, and how accurate are the measurements? But let's assume that it's all accurate. I'm not going to dispute that. Let's assume it's all accurate. It goes back to the 1800s. It shows a global warming trend starting in the 1800s. Well, the amount of carbon emissions by man in the 1800s is ridiculously small. It's just, and yet it shows a warming trend starting in the 1800s. So obviously, whatever this is, it can't possibly be man-made. And even if it was, the scientists admit that water vapor is a far greater global warming gas than CO.
Sure. Isn't this really, Gene, isn't all of this really just, so these scare tactics, aren't they just really out there to scare people into accepting more government control over their lives?
What they're out there to do is to raise money and steal more money from the working man through higher taxes, called this cap and trade, and try and extract more money and give it to more bankers. So we're back to this socialist guy's argument about the bankers getting richer, and it's absolutely true, but they're doing it through things that are socialized. It's the socialized programs and the socialized assistance that they're getting from government to throw all these taxes on the people that's bubbling the wealth to the top of the food chain.
Thanks, Gene, for the thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, as always, at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Steve in Canada. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nick.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Steve?
I just wanted to, you had mentioned something before, Ian, that you felt that corporations were actually a construct of government, and that's basically that they derived from government somehow. People within government started corporations, and that created the influence. I have a hard time believing that, man. Have you ever
gotten a corporation before?
Oh, I am a corporation. I've got multiple corporations.
And so where'd you get them from?
I got them. I applied for them to the government.
To the government. So that's the government created the corporations, right?
No. No, that's not necessarily true.
No?
The government's put it in a position where you have to apply to them to get one. It doesn't mean that they created them.
Why would you want one?
Pardon?
Why would you want one?
More for protection, liability.
Who provides
protection? Pardon?
Who provides that protection?
The law.
What's that mean? The government?
Well, I don't know. Did the government create the law, or was the law there before the government?
Well, natural law was there before the government,
that's
but
right.
Land laws were there after the government.
Corporate law was, I mean, corporate law, limited liability corporations that are granted certain legal privileges. I mean, they were created by government. I mean, you had companies before governments were involved.
Yeah.
Where you would buy stock in a certain venture and everyone would own shares, but they weren't limited. They weren't LLCs or LLPs or anything
right.
that was government-sanctioned.
Right. So to make it clear, I'm not saying that government created business. I'm saying government created corporations in order to protect their buddies in business.
I agree with you on that completely. I mean, that's how the structure was set up. But I believe that initially it was set up as a protection and as a way, kind of a big boys club or an old boys club where they could, you know, multiple people could go in on a venture with limited liability and protect themselves.
Yeah, I think personally, I think that's a bad idea. I think that when you're in business, you should be liable for the decisions you make. And you should be liable for the harm that you do.
Yeah, I think most honest business people are. It's the bigger businesses that use it as a shield to protect themselves from nefarious.
Well, I mean, plenty of honest business people also want to use corporations as a shield because, honestly, the existing system is fairly litigious. The existing governmental system allows people to pretty easily bring litigation, even in the most frivolous of matters. So I don't blame people for getting corporations. I'm not saying it's necessarily inherently wrong or bad to do that, but I am saying that they are creations of the state, And that I think that we'd be better off without them. I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
All right.
Yep, thank you. 800-259-9231. Of course, we'd be better off without the state creating the opportunities for corporations to exist, or the necessity for corporations to exist in the first place by allowing silly litigation. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up whatever might have to be on your mind. Just dial on in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. And those features include the updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. You can go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should have by now. He has 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. All for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. That's frontsight.com. As we continue here, Nick, you'd mentioned that you had a question for our Canadian listeners. Whether or not anyone will happen to call right now to answer, I don't know, but throw it out there.
Anyone will care or not is another matter, but
okay.
I had somebody who was not originally from Ontario, but they had lived in Ontario for a number of years, tell me that they thought the New Hampshire, or more generally the New England accent, sounded kind of like a Newfoundland accent. I'm just wondering if anyone out there agrees. And I don't really carry that accent when I'm on the air to any great extent, but I'm curious about that. I know there's some similarities. I'm wondering if anyone else noticed.
Okay, very good. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Where can people email you if they feel like maybe emailing their answer?
Nick@freetalklive.com.
Okay, excellent. Very good. We continue here, and you can, of course, bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind. How about $1,000 a day? $1,000 a day for grass that's too high. Palm Beach could be happening there soon.
$1,000 a day?
That's right. An overgrown lawn could cost a homeowner $1,000 a day. Plan to quadruple, meaning it already costs
$250 for long grass.
That's right. Welcome to Florida. For the first violation scheduled for consideration at Tuesday night's, that's tonight, town council meeting, a repeat violation by the same person would be boosted to $5,000 a day maximum.
Oh, dear. That's just confiscatory. They just want to take people's houses, don't they?
they really do.
That
would be raised up from their current maximum of $500 per day. If the code enforcement board finds that the violation is irreversible, the unapproved removal of a historic tree, for example, the violator would face a maximum fine of $15,000. Now, that's just a maximum, apparently not per day in that case. The current maximum penalty is $5,000. That's outrageous, said Stefan Harzin, a member of the Property Owners Association for the Woodland Estates neighborhood. Increasing the fines will not result in prettier neighborhoods, he said. This is an easy way for the town to get more money. And, of course, he's absolutely right about that, until they manage to drive everybody out of town, in which case they won't really have anyone to extract.
I mean, on a second offense under these proposed guidelines here, you'd be looking at, $35,000 if you didn't mow your lawn for a week, and they considered the grass too long for that week? $5,000 a day times seven is $35,000 a week.
Yeah, I mean...
Might as well just give up your house if you let the grass go for a month too long.
I guess there's what they're saying. I guess I'm a little confused. It says here that if the board finds the violations irreversible, then the violator would face a maximum fine of $15,000. Okay, I see. So what that means is that if you pull a tree out, meaning you can't put the tree back,
meaning the violation is $15,000
maximum. But if you just let your grass grow, then it could cost you $15,000. It could cost you $1,000 a day times 30 days, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, I mean, however many days the grass keeps growing.
It's just absurd.
According to the story here at Palm Beach Post News, higher penalties are needed to deter flagrant violators, said Councilman Robert Friedman, because, what, are people out there flagrantly violating it right now and just throwing $250 a day at the government? I just want to let my grass grow really long. Here, have $1,000. Here's another $1,000.
What's his fascination with keeping lawns really short? I don't even understand why people like to grow grass for lawns. It's not really worth anything.
I agree with you completely. It's always been something I've hated ever since I started mowing this stuff when I was a kid.
It's evident in your front yard.
It's evident in my front yard.
Yeah, you made some renovations there. Not to the entire lawn, but there's some grass that's been replaced with gravel.
Yes, that is true, and made parking area out of that grass area.
Personally, I mean, that's more useful to me. I mean, personally, I understand that lawns are in some cases aesthetically pleasing, but I'd much rather have a garden or something useful in my
front
yard.
That's what I did. When I was in Florida, I had a yard that was just wonderfully planted with all kinds of different things. It didn't have a bit of grass in it. It had ground cover.
And you were actually allowed to do that, or no one cracked down on you?
Nobody said anything to me about it.
In some places in this country, you can't really grow anything but grass.
Right. Those are likely neighborhood associations, maybe governments too. But in this case, Sarasota, Florida was where it was at. And the only real issue with it was it was way more work than I'd really expected it to be. I'd never had a garden like that before.
A garden is a lot of work.
But, hey, I liked it. It was very pretty. It was very nice to look at. In my opinion, it was one of the nicest yards in the entire street. Because, like you say, everything else is just grass, and it's so dull. And boring. But apparently, according to Mark, the whole grass obsession is kind of an indicator of wealth. I guess that people want to show off that they have wealth.
They can mow a half an acre of grass every couple of days.
Right, that they can spend money on keeping up this grass.
Stupidity is what that is. Why not just burn money in your driveway to show wealth? I guess that'd be a federal offense.
I do. I mean, I think it's retarded. I think that around here, people clean up leaves from their property, too. I guess I understand that in some cases the leaves will clog up the drains and that sort of thing, but like, what's the reason for that?
Well,
the leaves will decompose.
They will. They kind of form this black, nasty puddling effect if you leave them there for a long time, too. Like, puddles with a lot of dead leaves in them will create this just black, almost tar-like substance. So it can get kind of nasty. Well, I can sort of understand maybe raking it. I just don't understand how it becomes an obsession to the point where people want to fine their neighbors if they let their grass grow a little long.
So
I don't know.
According to the council bureaucrat here, he says a landlord who allows too many people to live in a house, simply sees the current fine as a cost of doing business. What kind of landlord can afford to pay $250 a day? That's the current fine for overgrown lawns in Jupiter,
Florida. That's not business. That's trying to make yourself go bankrupt if that's the way you want to do business.
Code enforcement, he says, needs a larger hammer. At least he's admitting that.
Maybe
that's
just
what
shoot
they do.
People.
Last year's stupid. Well, yeah, but then you won't get the lawn mowed and they won't pay your fine.
Well, I guess you can always just confiscate their property and sell it to someone else. Then.
You can bet they will do that. Yeah, if the fines start to amount too large, then they definitely will do
it. It sounds like it can stack up pretty quickly under this plan.
Now, last year's seven-person code enforcement division collected about $39,000 in fines, according to town records. The increase is being considered because once a town exceeds 50,000 people, state law says it can adopt higher penalties, according to November 9th memo from their bureaucrats. As the town populations in April was 50,275, they decided it was time to crank up the fines.
Of course they did.
The town code regulates items such as when garbage cans can be placed outside of the house, noise volume, parking of boats, heights of fences, the number of tenants and landscaping. Lawns cannot be higher than 8 inches in developed residential areas. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Who would support something like this outside of the code enforcement bureaucrats and the government bureaucrats? Anybody? It's Free Talk Live.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your garden in a can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo. and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much HECM money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features include live streams. So you can go tune into them any old time of the day or night, 24 hours a day. You can get the latest episode of Free Talk Live in archival format or live as it happens, depending on when you tune in. Go to live, or go to listen, rather, freetalklive.com. That's listen. freetalklive.com. You can get the streams, you can get the webcam, you can get also the Free Talk Live listen line. So any phone that can dial long distance, you can now hear Free Talk Live anytime you want. Listen.freetalklive.com gets you all the details on that. Now then, gold and silver. A lot of people talking about it. Maybe it's a good time to make the purchase before things keep going higher. Of course, they could always lose value, too. You never really know.
Nothing's guaranteed.
Nope, there are no guarantees. But you can get your hands on gold and silver if you go through gold.freetalklive.com. There you're going to find some special deals that we've worked together with Midas Resources to put together for you, to offer you the Walking Liberty half, Walking Liberty half dollar, the British Sovereign gold coin, the 20 franc, as well as the supposedly very, very lovely, and I'm going to find out soon enough because I've ordered some of them, the Lakota, the 0.99 fine Lakota silver round, 1 ounce silver round.
Looks cool.
It does look cool, and I have ordered some of them at gold.freetalklive.com. There's a toll-free number there for you as well. You can call them up, and you can actually put some of this stuff on layaway, so you can actually lock in the price and make payments on it over time. They are willing to work with you to get this gold and silver into your hands, and from what I understand, I looked around at the Lakotas online, and this was the best price on the internet, $22.30 for the Lakota. You can check around on the other ones as well. But head on over to gold.freetalklive.com and get yourself some gold and silver. We continue here. Take your calls about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. Whether you want to talk about the insanity going on in Palm Beach County, PalmBeachPost.com reporting that now, as of tonight's council meeting there, it could cost homeowners $1,000 a day if their grass is 8.1 inches high. Any grass that is over 8 inches tall could subject a homeowner to a $1,000 a day fine. Now, right now, it's $250 per day, which is insane. I mean, it's madness. And the way I understood it was if your grass got too long, that eventually they would send a government agent over and they would cut it for you and they'd bill you some obscene amount or something like that. But there's no way the obscene amount the government would bill you.
That would probably be better in a way if they charge you, if it got too long and they simply charge you a one-time fee of $250 and they just cut the grass.
Yeah. That would be a lot better. It'd be a lot more
than $250 or $1,000 a day on top, you know, one day into another, before you know it, you owe them $10,000 because your grass was too long for a week and a half.
Yeah, and if this isn't a great example of how it is that the government just keeps on piling rules upon rules upon rules and increasing its controls over our lives, I don't know what is. I mean, what happened when it went to 250? Where did it start at 250? I find that hard to believe. Did it start at $25 and then go to $100 and then go to $250? Or did they just all of a sudden just implement a new regulation saying $250 a day? We're serious about this grass growing
stuff. I have a feeling they probably implemented it over time, incrementally.
That's what I would think.
But who knows? I mean, maybe if this was, you know, when this planning board, the rules were introduced, people in that community were supportive of being fined $250 a
day. That's just it. That's what I'm wondering about. I mean, what happened when the $250 a day fine was put into play here? Did people show up and like you say, support this? I know these people exist down in Florida. I mean, that's why they have these private neighborhood associations, because there are people down there that are absolutely obsessed, and I'm sure this happens across the country, they're absolutely obsessed with controlling what their neighbors do with their property. And to that end, they enter into private neighborhood associations, and then they have all kinds of extra rules, even worse and more controlling than what the government puts on. And if that's what people want to do, then that's fine. If you want to go and live in some neighborhood where they explain to you what color your house has to be, that you can only choose from, you know, five different shades or something like that, and that you have to have the grass of a certain length, and that you have to have the bushes no taller than X, and that you have to this and you have to that, fine. You go right ahead and do that. But please don't force me, as somebody who's living in a non-deed restricted area, to go to obey your silly nonsense rules. That's craziness. And I just wonder what the scene was like when the $250 fines went in there. How many people showed up to oppose that? How many people were there talking in favor of it? Not that it matters anyway, right? I mean, these government people will do whatever they want. You could go and you can let them know how you feel, but I don't really know how effective that is at changing their minds. Maybe it would be. I just wonder.
Well, it depends. I mean, if you live in a small enough municipality, you might actually stand a shot of getting these people voted out. I'm not saying it's necessarily going to work that way, but, you know, if you live in a town of a few thousand people, maybe 10 or 20,000 people, yeah, maybe if you and some like-minded residents get together and you've had enough of a certain tax or certain regulations, you might be able to get rid of them. It's not going to be easy, but there's that possibility, at least, to do that on a local level. I think that government is a lot more responsive on a very local level than it is, say, at a state capital federal government. You know,
it's not a whole lot more responsive, but
it's not.
It is more responsive. You can find, you know, where those guys live. You know, if it's a small enough place,
yeah,
you can find out where they live.
There's kind of a clique of people who sort of run the city. I mean,
sure, there are.
That's the way it is here in Keene, New Hampshire, and that's the way it is in a lot of places. You've got city councilors who've been city councilors for
the good old boys club,
you know, 20 years, and a lot of the people on the planning board have been there just as long, and you know, they're all kind of buddies, and they all know each other, and they're not too interested in changing things. So if you're going to take one of them on, you really have to have enough people to shake things up.
There's no doubt about that, and just looking at this story is a really great reminder as to why one of the many reasons to leave Florida and get to New Hampshire, because just reminds me of what happened to me a year ago. A year ago, I think today, I got out of jail because I went there on a contempt of court situation. It was originally based out of a couch being out in my tenant's yard. And thank goodness that there's no system here that would have fined me X amount of dollars a day for
that. You were fined one flat fee, weren't you?
That's correct. It was $120 when it was all said and done, I think is what it ended up being. Was that it? Yeah, it was $120, which I actually ended up not paying the fine on. I actually offered to cut a check to the community kitchen, the local food pantry for the homeless people. And I offered to cut a check at
twice. Well, not just homeless. Low-income people.
Anybody can go in there. And
I could go in there and eat, but yeah. I don't need their free food.
Exactly. So I made the offer to cut them a check for, I think, $240 because it was the holiday season. I was feeling generous. And apparently the judge in the case decided he was willing to accept it. So I never actually ended up giving the state any money, which was cool. So just another example of the big difference. There are some big differences. You in many ways will be a more free person, depending on where you're coming from, when you come here to New Hampshire. And that's one of the ways.
Yeah, you won't have to, if you're going to work for, whether it's yourself or somebody else, you won't have to dodge a state income tax or pay it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think that's a good ways off if we are going to see that. There's no general sales tax. I mean, there's taxes on some things that you buy. But
the meals tax needs to go.
It does.
8%.
9%.
9 now?
They raised it.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. I didn't even know that.
There was a budget crunch, and they also tacked a $30 surcharge onto all the vehicle registrations in the state of New Hampshire this year.
Good thing I don't have one of those.
Yeah. But when you think about, the battles we're fighting here, you know, there are some losses, but when you think about it, we had our meal and hotel room tax go up by one percentile instead of have an income tax, 5% income tax introduced. We're a long way from even fighting that battle in this state, I think, whereas people in many states in this country...
It's already lost.
They've already lost the income tax fight and the sales tax fight.
Now they're fighting $1,000 a day fines for overgrown grass in Palm Beach County. That's where they're at.
We're in a better place here.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
You can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. There's enough time for your call if you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on our site, and we give them away to you. So enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we need your votes, and we need them at the Podcast Awards. It's a once-a-year thing that happens for us, and we luckily, thanks to our listeners who nominated us, have been nominated again for the fifth time in the Best Political category. And by the way, we've won the last four, so winning this year will make us the only podcast ever to have won five Podcast Awards in a row. And you can help make that happen for us by going and voting for Free Talk Live in the political category at podcastawards.com. You will need your email address in order to vote. It's likely they will send you a verification email just to make sure you're not a robot. But go ahead and scroll down the page. You'll find Free Talk Live in the political category. It's the third one from the bottom on the right side. Select Free Talk Live. Scroll down a little further, and you'll find that they're asking you a few more questions. You just need to fill those out and submit your ballot. Now, if you've already voted once, you can vote again. Podcast Awards works in a way that allows you to vote once a day. So you can vote once a day between now and November 30th. So we've got a little under 2 weeks remaining in the Podcast Awards. Free Talk Live is up against some pretty heavy competition. Bill Maher's in there, Rush Limbaugh's in there, and some other people as well. But we've never been up against El Rushbo before, and this could be the most difficult year for us. So we really need you to go to podcastawards.com and vote for Free Talk Live. It makes a big difference for us. It's important for Mark. I know he's not here right now, but I'm sure he would tell you that it makes a big difference for him when he's reaching out to potential advertisers to say, hey, we're an award-winning podcast. We've won X amount of podcast awards. We've been the only one to win every single year in a row, and so we don't want to break that streak. So please help us out at podcastawards.com. As we continue here, a little bit of good news. It's a story from the Associated Press. When Barack Obama signed a law expanding children's health insurance this spring, he slapped tobacco companies with huge tax increases to pay for it. In fact, the taxes went up so much that Mark decided to quit smoking cigars as a result of it, simply because he didn't feel good anymore about sending even more of his money to the federal government to support his habit when they take that money and they do awful, tyrannical things with it. Now, it didn't take long for the companies to find a multi-million-dollar loophole. As soon as the new law took effect, raising taxes on roll-your-own cigarettes from $1.10 to $24.78 per pound. That's a big jump.
Yeah.
Companies adapted. They all but shut down their roll-your-own brands and reinvented them under a less restricted, less taxed category, pipe tobacco. It's still destined to be rolled and smoked, but it's taxed at barely tenth the rate, $2.83 per pound instead of $24.78. Now, pipe tobacco is normally too coarse and moist to be rolled into a cigarette, but nothing says that it has to be. In fact, the Obama administration says the only distinction between pipe tobacco and roll-your-own tobacco is how it's labeled, effectively giving tobacco marketing executives an opportunity to shape their own tax rate. Nearly overnight, roll-your-own brands like Criss Cross and Farmer's Gold came off the shelves, replaced by pipe tobacco with the same names. The cuts may be slightly different, but they're suitable for rolling. Knowing this, retailers steer customers to the new products, sometimes with a wink and a nod, sometimes with outright advertising. Scott Bennett, owner of Havana Premium Cigar Shop in Albany, New York, says they tried to make a product within the elements of the law that they could, in fact, market as pipe tobacco. He says that he advertises the new pipe tobacco for hand-rolled cigarettes. Tobacco companies say they're just trying to find a legal way to stay afloat after being saddled with an enormous tax increase. But both the Obama administration and some in Congress say they'll try to come up with a distinction between the tobacco types, closing a loophole that could cost taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars per year. According to one of
Wouldn't cost the taxpayers that. It would cost the government.
Yeah.
the taxpayers really aren't entitled to that money, but the government feels that it is.
Right. Whenever you use a loophole, you're stealing from the government, is the perspective
stealing,
of the government.
Well, stealing from, see, they say stealing from the taxpayers, because
right.
If you say you're stealing from the government, then a lot of people go, well,
yeah, stick it to
you know,
them.
It's the government. I mean, they steal from us, we'll steal back from them.
But if you say that you're stealing from the taxpayers, then it kind of gives people that, hey,
you're stealing from me.
That's not fair. You need to pay your fair share, you tobacco rolling smokers. And so,
according to smokers, have paid more than their fair share, to be quite honest.
Listen to this little quote here from the senator of one of the senators in New York. If the tobacco companies won't do what is right, then we will. Well, what's right there, Frank? Obeying every single law without question? Not even reading the actual laws? I mean, because what he's suggesting here is that it's right to just go ahead and pay. You're going to need to just keep marketing those same brands and paying the amount that we're demanding for roll-your-own tobacco. Wouldn't they normally say that following the law is the right thing to do? These people are just following the law. I mean, that's what business owners in America are great at. They're great at finding loopholes in the existing system so they can pat themselves on the back and say, I'm still a law-abiding citizen. See? I'm just selling pipe tobacco now.
I think as tobacco taxes continue to go up, we'll probably see a lot more black market cigarettes in this country.
Absolutely.
I mean, now that flavored cigarettes are illegal in the United States, except for menthols, I'm sure there are already people smuggling them in from Mexico and Canada.
Well, I can tell you that here in Keene, there are people selling hand-rolled cigarettes. There are people on the street. Now, they're probably buying their rolling tobacco still through legitimate or through legal channels. But nonetheless, they're rolling cigarettes and selling them on the streets. I don't know how legal that is.
No, it's very illegal, I believe. If you're selling tobacco, I mean, there's tax stamps that the state of New Hampshire expects you to pay on that.
On a cigarette.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when you sell a pack of cigarettes in a store, it has a tax stamp on the bottom of it to say that those taxes have been paid. So
you can buy... You can buy tobacco
to roll your own cigarette.
For you, but if you sell your rolled cigarettes,
it's illegal? I'm not an expert in the law, but that would be my guess. Otherwise, I think more people would have done it by now.
Because the small independent companies in the roll-your-own market are often overshadowed by the huge publicly held cigarette companies, the sudden shift toward pipe tobacco caught researchers by surprise. Daniel Morris, who tracks tobacco production data at the Oregon Department of Health, thought he had made a mistake when he saw April's figures. Pipe tobacco production had more than doubled in a single month. After years of producing about 270,000 pounds per month, companies put more than 566,000 pounds of pipe tobacco on the market in April. Now, who says that the marketplace responds slowly to consumer demand? Morris called the Federal Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau, which collects the data, and there was no mistake. Over the next several months, the numbers climbed even higher. In August, the most recent data available, pipe tobacco reached 1.7 million pounds, enough to roll more than 42 million packs of cigarettes. The huge spike in production corresponded with a tremendous drop in the roll-your-own industry. Companies produced 660,000 pounds in August, down from an average of 1.5 million pounds before the tax. It really shows how the industry is able to respond to changes in the tax environment. Anti-tobacco groups say it's deception, and not just because of the taxes. While flavored cigarettes are now banned in an effort to reduce the appeal of smoking to children, no such ban of... How many kids started with flavored cigarettes?
I didn't. I know other people who smoke, and they started, a lot of them started with Marlboro Reds or something like that. I don't know. I honestly
you
don't know.
You start with stuff you can snatch from your parents, right?
The kids, I knew a couple of kids who I think started on things like cloves, and quite frankly, I think those people, for the most part, have quit smoking.
Why? Because they're banned? Cloves are banned now?
No, I just, I don't think they really... I'm not sure why. I think they were kind of lukewarm on the idea of smoking. That's why they started smoking something that tasted like candy instead of smoking something that tasted like a cigarette.
Well, flavored cigarettes have been banned. No such ban applies to pipe tobacco, allowing companies to sell black cherry, vanilla, and other varieties. So they can still flavor the pipe tobacco.
And they can still flavor smokeless tobacco or chew, whatever you call it. They can still do that, apparently, and they flavor it, you know, peach and... And all kinds of other flavors, which, to some extent, I mean, I think that does appeal to young people in some cases, but I know it appeals to a lot of adults, too, so I'm not sure that that's really targeted at kids.
Matthew Myers, the president of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, says, "This was a direct challenge to the federal government." Really? Using their own laws is now a direct challenge?
Refusing to pay the taxes, period, would be a direct challenge.
Yeah, that would be brilliant. I would love it if somebody would do that. But
applying the existing tax code and simply following the existing tax law is not a direct challenge to the federal government.
But that's where we are today, Nick. That's where this mentality, that's where this government loving mentality has gotten people in this country, to where following the rules, following their laws, is now considered a direct challenge if you aren't following them in the way that they intended for you to follow them. This is total obedience.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
All right, we're out of time. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Thank you, Nick.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at celebrationcorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.